Protests against the US financial system and economic inequality are spreading across America, as Christopher Wells reports.
The Occupy Wall Street movement only began in New York last month. But in that time, the small number of people who gathered in the U.S. financial capital to voice their discontent has expanded to protests in more than a dozen cities. Large organized labor unions and other progressive political groups are supporting the movement, which is broadly protesting corporate greed and political corruption. U.S. military veterans have even joined the growing protest group. Veteran Tim Blanchett is part of a group called Veterans for Peace and is encouraged by the growing movement.
I feel people becoming aware and energized that perhaps change is possible. Perhaps we can make a difference. It's nice to see energy instead of apathy.
The protesters have even found unlikely sympathy from a top official of one of the main targets of scorn, the Federal Reserve. Dallas Federal Reserve President Richard Fisher said on Thursday he was somewhat sympathetic, adding that there were too many people out of work for too long. U.S. President Obama also acknowledged that the Occupy Wall Street protests were a sign of the public's frustration with the slow pace of economic recovery and the way the financial industry works. President Obama said that Congress needs to take urgent action.
The reason I keep going around the country talking about this jobs bill is because people really need help right now. Our economy really needs a jolt right now. This is not a game. This is not the time for the usual political gridlock. The problems Europe is having today could have a very real effect on our economy at a time when it's already fragile. But this jobs bill can help guard against another downturn if the situation in Europe gets any worse. It'll boost economic growth. It'll put people back to work.
The expanding protests are becoming increasingly well organized. On Wednesday, about 5,000 people marched on New York's financial district, the biggest rally so far, swelled by nurses, transit workers, and other union members. I'm Christopher Wells.